Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this little bite-sized political podcast. You're very welcome, and thank you so much for downloading it. As always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. And thank you so much for your continued support as well. Remember, if you do want to keep me going along with these podcasts, one way to do that is to buy me a coffee, link below, or alternatively, hop across to my Substack, and you can join up there and be a supporter. And as I say, you know, we need as much support as we can get, because we're not getting the millions that the big stations get, indeed the big names get. We're having to fight a pretty lonely battle at times, but we do it because we know we are right. Now, I wanted to talk to you about a big topic, which is never far from the surface, and that is the topic of controlled opposition. And there's a couple of goalposts I want to put down here to start with. First of all, obviously controlled opposition exists. There's no debate about that. And obviously not everyone is controlled opposition. Those are the two points, right? So I'm sure you'll agree with that. I mean, it would be very surprising if the establishment, the cabal, decided, yeah, well, listen, we're going to seek to achieve our aims, but we're definitely not going to put in, parties into discussions who are bad actors. We're definitely not going to do that. Of course they're going to do that. Of course they're going to do that. That's why, as I'm saying, controlled opposition is a thing. And so it's clear to me that if you look at broadcasters like the BBC and Sky and Channel 4 and all of those big terrestrial broadcasters, I mean, they only allow people who come on who are approved. They're on the good person's list, and they can be relied upon to say the right thing on all the right topics. People like me are banned from all those platforms because we will say the truth, and that's not allowed. So that's the first thing. But when it comes to other media outlets, like, say, GB News, Talk TV, or in those cases, I believe that they are also controlled opposition. I think they're both Ofcom regulated. And as my good friend Charlie Sampson has said, maybe it's Ofcom which determines the level of control. And that may well be right. But the fact of the matter is that I'm banned from GB News. Now, you just work, let that sink in, right? I have appeared in Talk TV once or twice. So there's some sort of modicum of alliance there. But by and large, it's not just the big media platforms where you find controlled opposition. You'll find them on the alternative media as well. You'll find them in YouTube channels. You'll find them in Facebook. And you'll find them on the likes of Twitter/X, where they attract, in some instances, very big audiences. But can you trust them? That's the question. Can you trust them? And for example, if we go back to first principles, maybe that's a good place to start. Let's take the beginning of COVID back in 2020. Who were the voices who spoke out against the lockdown, the masks, and the jabs consistently? Who were they? Well, there were several. There were quite a few, and I was one of them. I've been consistent all the way through, and I hope people on that basis would recognize that I'm not controlled by anybody. I am absolutely my own man. I only ever say the things that I think, and people are welcome to agree or disagree with them. Yeah, that's been my view. But take other people, and this is where it gets tricky. Like, for example, John Campbell. John Campbell, who is a huge YouTube channel, which in itself is a red flag, was very much pro-vaccines, and he pushed it out. And it got a lot of traction on YouTube, whereas my YouTube was strangled to death during the same time. Okay, so he was supporting the regime. I was against the regime. He got boosted. I got crucified. That's what happened. Then in the subsequent couple of years, when the narrative started to shift on a bit, John Campbell became more critical of the vaccine and has come out with, reasonably robust criticisms of it. So do we say, well, that's because John, you see, he changed his mind. The facts changed and John changed. Do we think that? Or do we think that simply he's been maneuvered into a different place on the chessboard by his handlers, but he's still an untrustworthy character? You have to make a decision on these. And it's not just John Campbell I'm wanting to sort of highlight. There's loads of them. You know, there are so many people who have altered opinions, let's say, and changed and hopped about. And one minute they're pro this, and then one moment they're against it. Julia Hartley Brewer, for example, she's a great example of this. Do you remember Field Marshal Julia Hartley Brewer of the First Talk Radio Defence Regiment? She was against the masks, although she wore them. She was against the lockdowns, although she went along with them. And she was very much in favour of the jabs. Remember, that was Julia for several years. And that was very much a great example of what controlled opposition really is. Now, as it happens, I've got a soft spot for Julia. I quite like Julia Hartley Brewer on some things, on gender critical issues, for example. She's really quite good. But is she controlled opposition? She's certainly controlled, because she didn't go push back against the narrative. When it comes to Ukraine and Russia, I don't recall Julia saying, well, actually, this is one we need to stay out of. And really, this has been a NATO provocation. No, she didn't take that role either. She took in the establishment argument. And when it comes to Israel-Gaza, a situation where, frankly, I'm not that bothered. It's not my problem. Then Julia is 100% obviously, you know, in the Israel camp. So when people continually adopt positions which more or less coincide with that which the establishment want, that's pretty much a good clue that you are talking to controlled oppo. It really is. The trickier ones are the more radical ones, but who can sometimes change as well. And there are some of those who have basically, for example, there's people, and I'll not name them, but you can maybe work them out, who were solid on COVID, solid on Ukraine, and instantly fell down the, I've got to pick a side between Israel and Hamas. And on both sides, so to speak. Whereas I've chosen not to do that. You know, I can see that, yeah, Israel had absolute right to defend itself against Hamas. I can also understand that what's been going on from the 8th of October is pretty genocidal, as far as I can see, in the destruction of the Gazan society. I can see both things. But I can also see, well, you know, in my list of priorities, it's just not there. I'm more concerned about British borders. I'm more concerned about general health outcomes. I'm more concerned about not having World War III, funnily enough. So, you know, I think you have to judge people as you find them. All of us do, don't we? And that's what we do in life. And I think that judging people by not just their words, but by how consistent they are, that usually is the best method of working out, have I got a deep state operator here? Have I got a controlled oppo here? Or have I just got someone who recognized that they got something wrong and now they're trying to atone for it? You know, these are things that there's no, you know, cut and dried rule book on. But nonetheless, I think, you know, controlled opposition does exist. They are amongst our ranks. They really are. And we just have to use discernment in being able to sniff them out. Thanks for listening.